Yes, if Christmas in America feels different this year, blame it all on this movie about a fictitious assassination plot. Christmas Day continued apace, though, in many places around the world, like Rome, where Pope Francis delivered his traditional Christmas Day blessing from St. Peter's Square at the Vatican.
I nostri fratelli e sorelle dell'Iraq e della Siria.
I ask him, the Savior of the world, to look upon our brothers and sisters in Iraq and Syria, who for too long now have suffered the effects of ongoing conflict, and who, together with those belonging to other ethnic and religious groups, are suffering a brutal persecution.
These are dark times for many people in the Middle East. Christians are feeling especially vulnerable. The region is home to the oldest Christian communities in the world, but that home is shrinking fast. In the past few months, extremists from the so-called Islamic State have forced tens of thousands of Iraqi Christians to flee. Our BBC colleague Yolan Nell met some families spending their first Christmas as refugees in Jordan.
A choir of Iraqi Christians sings for an audience of Iraqi Christians. But we're in the Jordanian capital, Amman. And this year, many of the hundreds attending this service aren't just coming to churches to celebrate Christmas. They've been forced to live in them too. Leila Matouche, a mother of two, is helping to prepare breakfast in this communal kitchen at the Marjal Hammam Church. She's from Mosul, like everyone staying here. In the summer, they fled when Islamic State militants took over their city. I can't describe how terrified I was, Leila tells me. These extremists don't act like human beings. They chop people's heads off. We left behind our home, our business, our whole existence. We took our girls and ran. And as they sit down to eat, her husband, Dia, says this will be a humble Christmas. Back in Iraq, you'd feel joyful at this time, he says. But now our churches are empty. They've been converted to mosques. Militants are living in our houses. More than 5,000 Christians from Iraq have arrived in Jordan in recent months. Charities do what they can to help, but there are feelings of despair. Most of the refugees can't see any way they'll be able to go home anytime soon. Earlier this year, Ranin celebrated her engagement in Mosul. But now she's getting married in Amman. She smiles as her mum and her aunt sing and dance for her. But this wedding day is bittersweet. It's brought loved ones together, but only briefly. As he waits for his bride, the groom Saif tells me he doesn't expect to return to Iraq.
I don't think I'll go back. I want to travel overseas to develop myself and bring up a family, because I don't have a future in Iraq. There are other countries where they know about human rights. With all my respect to Arab countries, they treat people better there. It's better to build a future there.
And the couple getting married aren't alone in wanting to start a new life elsewhere. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have emigrated in recent years. The trend worries church leaders like Father Nabil Haddad here in Jordan.
It's very important for Christianity to find and to have followers of Jesus Christ in this part of the world, in this region. This is the birthplace of Christianity. It's so important that we preserve the living stones. We are the living stones. We carry the message of love, the message of Christianity.
Back at the Iraqi choral service, the Christmas message is about peace and hope. But right now, in the Middle East, there's a shortage of both.
Yolan Nell, reporting from Amman in Jordan.